I'm going to start, though, with the Kerry Donegal National League final in Croke Park yesterday. 13-point defeat for Kerry as we sign off on our league campaign. Donegal winning their first title in Croke Park for many, many years. And I spoke to Tim Moynihan, who was commentating with Ambrose O'Donovan in Croke Park yesterday in the sunshine while we were drowned here in Kerry. And I first of all put it to him that nobody expected that sort of a result.
Gerry, I think going into this game, Donegal wanted it more. They're serious hurt there from last year, from the All-Ireland Championship. They just fell apart on All-Ireland final day, and whatever tactics they came out with, Kerry just took it apart in the first 15-20 minutes. And I think they came in, Jim McGuinness, he kind of stayed away from the media and that, and they took a lot of flack from inside their own county and outside as well, that people want to know what they were about, what tactically they were doing. So we saw a few weeks ago, Gerry, up in the, when we met them in Ballyshannon, that they were outstanding, that middle diamond. You know, they pressed up in our kickouts. Shawnee O'Shea was absolutely outstanding that day. He was trying to take the fight to them. But what really showed that the likes of Michael Langan, Jason McGee, Michael Murphy, when he came on, that they, around that middle diamond, they're very strong physically. So they made it very difficult for the likes of Shane Murphy to get his kickouts hitting their target, and between break and ball, and they were hungry, and no different to that day in Ballyshannon yesterday. They were diving in every ball. They were like mint possessed, Donegal, and the running power. And actually, Jack alluded to after the game in the post match press conference, Gerry, that they seem to be ahead of Kerry, that they were training before Christmas, Donegal, and they have legs in us at the minute. And you know, even the body language last week in Armagh with Jack, and look, fair enough, he was delighted to be in a league final, but maybe it was a game too soon, or maybe it was a game too far for us. And that's the way it seemed yesterday. But I suppose the worrying aspect was maybe 50 minutes of play, Gerry, and Kerry only having four scores, and the goal was part of that. So, but Kerry never got going, and that you have to compliment and credit Donegal, the running power from their midfield, their half backs, and everyone was playing second fiddle if you were in a Kerry jersey yesterday, yeah, to get to the pace of the game. And you know, we knew after 20 minutes we were probably in trouble, and there was a little fight back probably in the last quarter by Kerry, but you know, that was that. You've got a park at Jury. It was disappointing, and Jack will be this. Nobody goes to Croke Park to lose, but I think Donegal wanted this Jury more than Kerry did. And I'm not saying that in hindsight, because they put up a big score against us. But I think of what from what happened last year, that they couldn't let Kerry defeat them again, because it would really set them back psychologically, and they come in for a lot more criticism. But being a Kerry supporter, we want to win all the time. But I wouldn't be too worried. And that's been genuinely, I think they're a way down the road as far as training is concerned. We go off, our Kerry go off next week, warm weather training. 3 weeks later, we have our first round of the championship. Down in Clare, isn't it? And yeah. The Kerry bus starts moving again. But look, the last time I looked, we're All-Ireland champs. And we said, and this was not trying to, I suppose, dilute it yesterday, but you, the All-Ireland is not won in March, Gerry. And look, that's a league title. I think it's their second league title. The last one is 19 years ago for Donegal. You have to compliment and credit Donegal, the running power from their midfield, their half-backs, and everyone was playing second fiddle if you were in a Kerry jersey yesterday, yeah, to get to the pace of the game. And, you know, we knew after 20 minutes we were probably in trouble, and there was a little fight back probably in the last quarter by Kerry. But, you know, that was that. You've got a park at Jury. It was disappointing, and Jack will be this. Nobody goes to Croke Park to lose. But I think Donegal wanted this Jury more than Kerry did. And I'm not saying that in hindsight, because they put up a big score against us. But I think of what from what happened last year, that they couldn't let Kerry defeat them again, because it would really set them back psychologically, and they come in for a lot more criticism. But being a Kerry supporter, we want to win all the time. But I wouldn't be too worried. And that's been genuinely, I think they're a way down the road as far as training is concerned. We go off, our Kerry go off next week, warm weather training. 3 weeks later, we have our first round of the championship. Down in Clare, isn't it? The Kerry bus starts moving again. But look, the last time I looked, we're All-Ireland champs. And we said, and this was not trying to, I suppose, dilute it yesterday, but you know, the All-Ireland is not won in March, Gerry. And look, that's a league title. I think it's their second league title. The last one is 19 years ago for Donegal. But there's things to pick out of it. And you know, Jerry, I think it'll work wonders for Kerry because there's stuff that we have to address. Maybe in the county, we're getting a small bit carried away that we're looking at Kerry team and the panel. We're saying we're untouchable this year. So that there's a reality check there. And maybe not for the players, but in general, that we have to get, you know, take a little bit of pressure off these players and let them go and prepare for the All-Ireland Championship.
Yeah. Would there be a worry, though, Tim, in the saying of all of that, about the way in which, and this goes to what you're saying, look, how hungry, the intensity. I know Jack O'Connor said after the game that his players were tired, particularly after the Armagh game last weekend. Took a lot out of them, three injuries coming into the match, but that the way the kick-out was, kick-out totally dominated and we couldn't come up with a plan B because of the pressure that was on our kick-out.
Yeah, I agree totally with that. Shane Murphy, at times he was slow with his kick-outs, but, you know, Shane could come in for a bit of criticism this morning, but on the same token, guys must be running for the ball or make it, you know, he was probably told inside in the dressing room to kick it to a certain part of the field and that we'd get bodies packed that and win the breaking ball. But we were second to every ball in the middle of the park, and it's something we have to address. It's something we probably knew about it since the league game in Ballyshannon. But on the same token, Jerry, the next time we play, or hopefully we play Donegal again in the championship, that, you know, it's going to take on a different game, a different life. Tactics will be different. And I still look to, I think Donegal are preparing for this for a nice few months, and they were hoping to probably get Kerry in a league final as well and to give us a lesson. But on the same token, it's different come championship. I'm sure tactically we ripped Donegal apart last year in the All-Ireland final. Let's not forget that. Tactically, we actually ripped them apart. After 20 minutes, they were destroyed. They were looking at one another. Jim McGuinness had his hands in his hips, and we're quite capable of doing that again. And Jack and his management team, they're very intelligent, all those and the guys in the back room. They'll prepare well for the next championship game with Donegal. And I think that what Jim McGuinness, and this is what he's good at, he probably looked at Kerry's kickouts over the last number of league games, and especially the when Armagh did press up on us, he caused a problem. So they pressed up right from the outset. Their full forward line at times pressed up in our backs, making it very difficult for even for the shot kickouts. So, and it was all a work ethic by them. But I always say the likes of if Jace McGee, Hugh McFadden, Michael Murphy was coming out as well, and Caelan McGonigal at centre back, they were powerful and physical in that area of the field. And it will be different the next time we meet. And it was worrying, Jerry, when tactically. And I think it'll probably change the schedule or whatever way they were going, the warm weather training. They've learned more from yesterday, Kerry, than probably Donegal did as well. I'd be this is me not trying to turn it upside down and paint a great picture this morning. Of course there's work to be done, but we're quite capable of doing that. And it's not the end of the world. And I know you're going to probably touch on the Michael Murphy incident as well. And it wasn't a defining moment, but he had a huge impact, you could say, after the game. But very disappointed with the officiating, Jerry. The linesman and the Hogan Stand side was right on the premises when it happened. And we called it during commentary that, you know, Michael Murphy came in from behind Dylan Casey and he hit him twice into the ribs and then he connected, you know, just above the shoulder. And I'd love if there was a referee able to come out this morning and say why he issued a yellow card, because it wasn't a yellow card and it was a red card. You could get two red cards. And I'm just listening, in a bigger game, in a championship game where teams could be a lot closer and you leave a man on the field that does that and it has an impact on the result, serious consequences. And if you're a referee, Jerry, you must be balanced, common sense. You have to, I suppose, impose the rules. But you also have a responsibility to protect players, you know. If that happened downtown in the town of Tralee, you would end up steps in the courthouse.
Yeah. Well, see, the issue would have been a suggestion. I'm not sure if the referees panel have said anything or they may say something today in relation to their review of the game. The suggestion from some of the commenters, some of the analysts that have been on TV last night, suggesting that David Goff didn't see it. He was there was players in his way, but that Conor Lane on the sideline, Lesman, it was right in front of him that he should have reacted. Now, maybe he didn't see it as well. And it was, you know, a double, I mean, from that point of view of not spotting it. But it on the television and for people there, it was blatant. And it would have had an impact if Murphy had gone off. Now, look, whether it matters or not in terms of whether we win the league or not is the other thing. But I suppose what you're saying is lessons for later in the championship. There's no VAR in Gaelic games. There's no review on the field to see if a foul play has happened. But it is bad when something as blatant as that goes relatively unpunished.
Yeah, and but I still go back to the point of my yellow card, Jerry, like that Conor Lane. Like, I the same as I've seen, we were up in the Hogan Stand, we were well that further away than Conor Lane or whoever's operating on that sideline. But I want to know what the yellow card was for. Conor, if David Goff denied everything that he didn't see it, or he didn't see what happened, somebody saw something to merit a yellow card. That's my issue with this.
And
Jack O'Connor was furious. He was in the sideline. He was actually nearly shoulder to shoulder with Conor Lane, and he seen it. And Jack related that in the press conference when he was asked about the incident. He said, "Look, what can I say about it?" And whoever was asking him the question, you know, said, "Look, obviously we see it." And he said, "Your eyesight was better than the people down beside me," basically. So I know a lot of talk is going to be about it. And to be fair, Mike Murphy's a supreme footballer, and he has been for the last decade and a half. But on the same token, on days like this or any day, you can't do it in a club game, but it isn't because who you are, you should get away with things either. And that's the way it felt for me yesterday. And this is me, and I know it can be biased because I'm out and out, 125% Kerry. But on the same token, rather than looking at Michael Murphy this morning, I'd be looking at the officiating.
Yeah.
And it's just not good enough because he scored 1-4, 1-5 after. And it's not that we wanted to get a player of the opposition sent off, but all I'm saying, I remember a man, and you would remember a man, he was a warrior as far as I was concerned, playing with Kerry, Paul Galvin. They'd be looking to sentence him this morning if it was him. Do you know, if that same player did it in his time. And all I'm saying is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But that's my take on it. I was very disappointed with the officiating yesterday. And I know myself and Amber said it didn't the first time this man came into our equation, but he's done it again yesterday. But having said that, overall, total dominance by Donegal. They obliterated us. They put us away. And I think it might come back to haunt Donegal.
Okay, Tim, just on the wider context of where the championship is now, a couple of weeks in warm weather training there. If you look at the other matches this weekend, particularly, I suppose, look, Meath and Cork, two teams going well, battled it out all the way. Like, Meath scored 8 points on the run against Cork to turn the game. Then it went back down, Cork with a Cork goal. It was narrow enough victory in the end. Donegal now going to an Ulster championship. And we saw Donegal getting beaten last year. They ended up in the All-Ireland final. Kerry looked down and out. It's very hard to assess in the new game who is the dominant team now or who is going to emerge as the All-Ireland winners because the game dynamic has changed, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And that goes for any championship game, Jerry. And the one thing that actually is, and you know, if Kerry were to meet Donegal again and be it July, the game would be a lot closer. Everything is at stake. The game would be measured. So the last few minutes, Jerry, of each game, we saw Carlow the other night.
Yes.
And it went to extra time. From the 63:44 on the clock, Carlow took possession of the ball when they were a point ahead. And they tried to protect a 1 point lead. They held the ball for 4 minutes, 34 seconds, to the best of my knowledge. And it was a turnover inside in the edge of the square. Go up the other side, it's an equaliser. So everyone is saying, what has come to really, especially this weekend, Jerry, why did we have to change the Hooter system? You look at Cork yesterday, Meath protected that lead as well. And what is coming in? Something that we were trying to get rid of our game is the cynical tackling and stopping. Like if you know there's a minute left on the clock and you're going to point it, you'll tackle. You'll bring down fellas inside their own 45, the 65. But they were saying at least with the Hooter, the way it was last year, that and this became because what David Clifford did going in at half time, that he could still, the game was still alive even though the Hooter went off.
That sounded.
That and he hit it too hard, and just psychological blow. And we decided to change the powers that be. And I
was
think
that, does that looking now like a mistake, a big mistake
this year? It's the biggest mistake since we sold our national lottery funding. I swear, you know, it's a huge mistake in our game. I don't know why. Well, everyone is pointing back to that David Clifford point, but it's so annoying now. Cork were never going to win the game, even if they had possession of the last minute and a half yesterday, because of the fouling. And it's the most silly thing to have done with the Hooter system, because it brought entertainment, for one. It also gave an opportunity to a team that they could either work a two-pointer or work a goal, either to get a draw or to get a win. So the one thing that we were doing right, we decided to change it overnight, all because of an exceptional player down here.
You see it in rugby. As long as the ball stays alive,
correct,
it goes past the 80, and some of the most dramatic moments happen. The clock is red, but it stays on until there's a penalty or the ball goes out for a stop and play. From that point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone is speaking about that, especially the way that we get, you had two draws on Saturday evening, Jerry. And well, you didn't have a draw in our game, unfortunately. But yesterday, I think it was so evident in the Cork. It must be frustrating for Cork. Now, you can't blame Meath. If it was Kerry playing in the morning,
they're playing to the rules. You'd be
delighted they do. But all I'm saying is that it'd leave that opening for competitiveness, for, I suppose, a result you could predict, and it was really taken away from it. Kills the game, because you're looking at the clock and you're saying, oh, there's 68:20 in the clock, there's 1 minute 40 seconds left, team has gone a point ahead. The team that goes a point ahead are going to win it, because they're going to foul there, and because the clock is still running, they'll stop play for the free, but then by the time you get up again, it's 10 seconds gone and you're closer to the one. I think it was the biggest mistake that the G has made, and it's annoying, and it's taken away from something I thought was very precious under the current rules.
Yeah, worth doing. Final point, Tim. Look, it's a hard one to answer. I know the next 3 weeks will be crucial, but we've a lot of injuries, a lot of uncertainty about who's going to make the panel. A lot of players due to come back into this Kerry side as well. So there's a lot of sorting out to be done there, I'd imagine, before they take the field against Clare, and it's Clare on the 25th of April.
Very much so, Jory. And the good thing, I asked Jack at the end of the interview yesterday, I asked him players that would be coming back. So Gavin White is very close. Dermot O'Connor, which is a huge one as well. And I'm not sure, it's probably a bit late for him, but Barry Dan played his first league game for Dingle. But all I'm saying, who knows, physicality, he's a man that you'd like to have, you know, back with you. So there's a few players to come back, a few players nursing injuries. And look, Kerry will be all right, Jory. And I genuinely mean that this meant more to Donegal yesterday. But I suppose the hurt is that the dominance, and as I said, 4 scores in 50 minutes, keeping a lot of big players quiet. But and even Sean O'Shea, I've huge respect for him. He's our supreme footballer. He looked heavy-legged yesterday. The guys, and I know I'll be killed for saying this, but it looks like the guys are going through heavy training as well. And that doesn't help. So everyone is in a different journey, Jory. And if we were beating above Armagh, we wouldn't be talking about Donegal today. Or we'd be talking whoever they were playing, what other opponents they were playing. So it's just, I think it was a game too far for Kerry. And there's so much football to be played, Jerry. And I think Jack O'Connor and his management team will take huge learnings from yesterday. The only other thing I'll finish on, Jerry, and I'm going back to the Michael Murphy point as well, and it'll just tell you about mind games. We were inside the press conference and nobody was asking the question about Michael Murphy of Jim McGuinness. And I asked him the question, I gave him a get out. I said, look, Jim, is it... Were you a bit anxious at that moment when Michael Murphy received a yellow when it could have been a red? And he started talking about screening. He started talking about body checking. He took me down a different road. And I asked him, did he see the incident? And he said, no. And I finished with this. I said, you might have a look at it tonight. So maybe we planted a seed in Jim McGuinness' mind that we are watching.
Okay, then we'll leave it there. I'm sure he knows that, that's for sure. But look, thanks for talking to me this morning about the game.
Great stuff, Jerry. Talk soon.
That's for the Kerry commentator Tim Moynihan on Kerry versus Donegal, and what do you make of that? Several things out of it and out of the weekend as well, particularly that decision on the Hooter and the way it's working out in practice in these games. The fact that teams can be cynical, they can slow the ball down, they can hold on for 4 or 5 minutes. So at the end of the game, if you're leading by a point or two or maybe 3 points, then you can just effectively kill the game, which is one of the features of the old game that the new rules are meant to fix. did fix, and now the Hooter thing has been changed again, and it could lead to several more incidents. A lot of fans very upset with some of the games and how they ended, particularly the Meath Cork game, the Carlow game, as Tim was talking about there. If you have a view on that, lots of you getting in touch, loads of your comments on the Michael Murphy incident, on Glint, on Kerry's performance and other things. We'll get to those and more after we take these.